Welcome to the final show in a special series from Classical 91.5 with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. I'm Julia Figueres. The great French horn player Barry Tuckwell once remarked that playing the French horn was like driving a BMW down an ice-slicked autobahn at 120 miles an hour. You never know where you might end up. Today, we take a ride on that slippery highway with Peter Kurau, the principal horn for the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, and friends. We start off with that treacherous horn paired with another instrument known for its difficulties, the oboe. Carl Reinecke's combination of piano, oboe, and horn creates a sound that's not only unusual, but pleasing to the ear. In his day, Reinecke ruled the roost, and he counted Grieg, Bruch, Janáček, and Sir Arthur Sullivan among his students. Although he's mostly forgotten these days, this piece still appears regularly in recitals. The oboist is Eric Baer, co-artistic director of the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester and principal oboe for the RPO. Chao-Wen Cheng is the pianist, and Peter Kurau mans the horn. Thank you. Carl Reinecke's trio for piano, oboe, and horn from a concert by the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. Chaowen Chang played the piano, Eric Baer the oboe, and Peter Kurow the horn. This is the final edition in a special series of broadcast concerts on WXXI. Eric Baer now cedes his chair to his co-artistic director and the RPO concertmaster Juliana Athade for the final piece, Brahms Trio for Horn, Violin, and Piano. Brahms' father was a professional horn player, so he learned the basics of the instrument in his youth. And it's clear that he had a deep affection for his father's instrument. Not only is Brahms' Trio for Horn, Violin, and Piano a stirring and elegant work, it was a personal favorite of the composer's. Juliana Athade joins horn player Peter Kurow and pianist Chaowen Chang. trio for horn, violin, and piano by Johannes Brahms, with horn player Peter Kurau, violinist Juliana Athade, and pianist Chao-Wen Chang with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. This concert was recorded on May 18, 2018 in the Hochstein Performance Hall. Thank you to the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester for making the recording possible. You can get more information at chambermusicrochester.org. And so, our series comes to a close. Sound engineer is John Trubker. The executive producer is Gene Fisher. The WXXI audio engineer is Andrew Croucher. And I'm your host and producer, Julia Figueres. This is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.